Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, and especially to the organizers of this year's prayer breakfast, carrying on this tremendous tradition. If I can, I'd like to talk to you about a portion of the Torah that focuses on the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea, which was performed by God through Moses, as the Israelites escaped the pursuing Egyptian army. After crossing the sea and recognizing the astounding miracle that had occurred, Moses and the people of Israel sang the Song of the Sea. And in Hebrew, that's Shirat Hama, signifying their journey from slavery to freedom. This prayer is so central to Jewish life that it is said every day. This prayer and song, it's an expression of gratitude for freedom and for liberation. And first and foremost, we're grateful to God for our freedom and for our liberty.